I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for this Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. Among the many new laws in Iowa that will go into effect tomorrow is Senate File 378, which changes the default speed limit on two-lane highways in the state from 55 miles per hour to 60 miles per hour. There are about 40 signs in Carroll County that need to be replaced, and Carroll County engineer Zach Anderson says it may be near the beginning of August until everything gets switched over. They put the order in last week for the new signs, but it may take a little while for them to be manufactured and then delivered. Plus, once they're delivered, they have to be installed in all of those posts throughout the county. Some Iowa counties are opting to cover existing signs with semi-permanent stickers to facilitate the sign transition more quickly to update those speed limits. But Anderson says a more cost-effective and durable solution is to replace the signs altogether. Those stickers typically cost about half the cost of what a brand new sign would be. So they thought it would be more prudent and friendly to taxpayers to just replace the signs overall. Plus, they last much, much longer than those aluminum coverings do. It may be a little bit confusing to motorists until all the signs in the state are replaced, as the legal speed limit for most 55 mile per hour zones will actually be 60 miles per hour, even though the signs won't reflect that change for a few weeks. According to Carroll County Sheriff Ken Pingree, nearly all of the county's speed limits are set by statute, so they'll automatically be updated when the law becomes active July 1st. However, there are some situations where a speed limit is set by resolution or an engineering study, and those zones do not change by default, which again creates that kind of confusing situation about where to go. Those circumstances, by the way, are usually around like sharp curves or high accident areas and should be relatively identifiable in most cases. But when in doubt, drivers are encouraged to opt for the lower of the two speed limit options until all the signs can be updated, which will likely take about a month or so statewide. Elsewhere, Iowa crops remained in generally good condition during the past week as warmer weather and improved field conditions accompanied limited rainfall across the state. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest crop progress and condition report. For the week ending June 28th, farmers had 5.4 days suitable for field work during the week. That's 2.7 days more than the same week last year. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg says thunderstorms over the weekend brought isolated reports of hail and straight-line winds, but also much-needed rainfall across northern Iowa. This week, a heat dome will push temperatures into the 90s. Daytime highs and overnight lows could run more than 10 degrees above average for late June and early July. The warm summer weather will give crops a boost. He also encourages Iowans to enjoy the 4th of July holiday weekend and to reflect on the role American farmers have played in the nation's historic prosperity. Corn conditions were rated 78% good to excellent, with 1% of the crop starting to silk. That's 2 percentage points behind last year. Soybeans rated 75% good to excellent, with 99% emergence. Approximately 18% of soybeans have started blooming. That's 3 points behind last year. And 1% were setting pods, also 3 points behind 2025's crop. Topsoil moisture conditions measured 21% short to very short, 69% adequate, and 10% surplus, while subsoil came in 24% short to very short, 67% adequate, and 9% surplus. Statewide average precip for the week was 0.72 inches, about a half inch below normal, and the statewide average temperature was 68.2 degrees Fahrenheit, nearly 4 degrees below the norm. You can find the full report online at nass.usda.gov. The Carroll County Board of Supervisors has approved a new fee schedule for zoning and building permits that will take effect July 1st. The resolution, passed at Monday's meeting, updates permit fees based on construction value and establishes charges for required planning and zoning services. Under the new schedule, projects valued at up to $25,000 will be assessed a $25 permit fee with additional charges based on construction value. Buildings between $2 million and $3 million will be subject to a flat fee of $900, while buildings over that $3 million mark will be charged $1,000 with an additional $100 for each $1 million increase in construction value. The board's resolution also outlines fees associated with specific services. For example, major subdivisions are $350, rezoning, special use permits, and construction plan reviews are $300, minor subdivisions are $250, and variances in home enterprise permits are $200. They also adopted fees for planning and zoning requests, like rezoning applications, and so on and so forth. If you have any questions about that, go ahead and reach out to the county directly. The updated fee schedule was proposed to bring Carroll County more in line with its neighboring counties. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Be right back. More news after this on KCIM.
Summer in Iowa goes fast, so let's make it count. Carol Broadcasting is bringing you Adventureland Summer Bucket List. We want to hear what's on your summer bucket list. Is it thrill rides at Adventureland?
I can't wait to hit the theme parks.
A ball game with the iCubs? Weekend road trips, fairs, food, and fun?
Got me riding on your roller coaster.
Tell us what you're dreaming up to do this summer, and you could win tickets to Adventureland, iCub games, and more. That's right, more! Because we could be adding new prizes all summer long. It's your summer, your bucket list, and your chance to win big. Enter now at carolbroadcasting.com and get ready to check off your best summer ever with 1380 KCIM, 93.7 KKRL, and KICK 106.7.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. St. Anthony Regional Hospital collected nearly $95,000 in its latest fundraising efforts. The 28th annual St. Anthony Golf Classic, held June 22nd at the Carroll National Golf Course, raised $94,868 to support the creation of dedicated mental health treatment rooms and the emergency department. Foundation Director Sarah Foley says, "We are incredibly grateful for the overwhelming support from our sponsors, participants, and volunteers. Raising over $90,000 is a remarkable achievement and shows how deeply our community cares about advancing healthcare in our region. The funds raised will directly support patients experiencing behavioral health crises while enhancing the care and dignity they receive during some of their most vulnerable moments." Activities during the tournament included a 50-50 putting contest, a $500 closest to the pin contest, as well as numerous hole prizes, awards for first and second place in four flights, as well as some less coveted prizes like last place and most balls lost. The funds raised will go to behavioral health safe care rooms, which are specialized low-risk environments designed to prevent self-harm and violence. They feature anti-ligature features, recessed or concealed medical cords, impact-resistant materials, as well as rounded corners, to name a few of the pieces involved in that transition. Elsewhere, the Glidden Sidewalk Cost Share Program has been renewed for a third consecutive year, providing residents there with an opportunity to improve their sidewalk with some help from the city. The program is designed to replace defective sidewalks and install new public walkways where needed. City Clerk Brooke Peterson says there are qualifications for applicants.
This is eligible for single-family homes, duplexes, triplexes, commercial properties, and churches within the city limits of the city of Glidden. And it's for properties that have what's qualified as a defective sidewalk or properties that do not have sidewalks and wish to install them.
The program begins with the upcoming fiscal year on July 1st and has an allocated $30,000, which is funded by local option sales tax dollars for the fiscal year 2027 to be awarded. Peterson says there's no fee to apply, but the sidewalk in question must meet certain criteria.
So what you do is you turn in your generic building application. There is no $10 fee for these building applications because it's a joint program with the city. Basically, the council reviews it, makes sure that it is, in fact, as defective as it needs to be. We're not just replacing everybody's sidewalk. It does need to meet certain criteria, which we'd be happy to talk to somebody about here in the office and give the program details. Once it's been approved by council, then that money gets earmarked for that homeowner or business owner. Then they have until June 30 of next year to complete their project and request reimbursement from the city.
Sidewalks that qualify are those located in the city right-of-way. The program does not cover sidewalks leading to residents' homes or from the public sidewalk to the curb. The program also does not apply to industrial properties or apartment buildings with more than three units. Peterson encourages those interested to act quickly while those funds are available.
I would just encourage everybody, if you're interested in this program, to jump on it right away, because once that $30,000 is earmarked, which usually does go pretty quickly, then I can't guarantee if the program will be funded again next year or if additional funds will be added. So if you're interested and have been considering in replacing your sidewalk in Glidden, I would definitely stop into the office and I'd love to chat with you more.
Once the application is approved, the Glidden City Council has agreed to pay $3 per square foot for 4-foot sidewalks and $5 per square foot for 5-foot sidewalks. Applications are approved on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information, applicants can call to the Glidden City Office at 712-659-3010 or visit the clerk's office in person at 108 North Idaho Street in Glidden. And just a reminder that the Carroll Community School District Board of Education is meeting nearly as we speak here to approve end-of-year bills. The meeting aligns with the end of the 2026 fiscal year and that's ahead of the start of the new fiscal year on July 1st. That's FY27. The meeting is open to the public and is probably nearly wrapped up already. It's over in the boardroom at Adams Elementary at 1026 North Adams Street. The meeting can also be attended remotely via Zoom. No other items of business on the agenda, just some wrap-up year-end stuff there. But that's going to be ending your KCIM Midday News for this Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.